music.
Would you like an 85-foot charger?
Actually,
come on. It's only $79.99.
Why is it right in front of me?
Because we're
trying to get that bread, bro.
We're all gonna try the toast sandwich, dude.
Yeah, toast sandwich.
Toast sandwich.
Toast sandwich, my dude.
Zeke, can you pull up the toast sandwich picture in the font?
Steve.
Toast.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Full barn!
Full barn, barn's full.
I'm Tone Diggs, I'll be steering this fucking chip today.
I tried, no one fucking.
To my left, the camera's left as well. Connor Campbell.
Hell yeah.
To his left, camera's right, Ty Schmidt.
What?
To my right, the camera's left, Frank Moraldo.
Baby Frank.
To my right, the camera's right, Gumpy Cathcart.
Bobby Gumpino.
Good day, what? Tony.
What? In the back room, we've got Zeke Perez. And sitting next to him, Emmett McMahon. Now,
what's up with his camera?
Man, is your camera crooked, dude? Why is your camera so crooked, dude?
What's up with your camera,
dude?
Actually, Foxy was messing around with things. This is Foxy's camera.
Foxy. Wow. You hear that, pal? Foxy. He's talking shit about
Foxy.
You.
Foxy Cleopatra.
And I'm not going to touch Foxy's camera because I ain't fucking touching Foxy's camera.
Looks like fucking Cloverfield back there, yeah. Dude. What's going
puke.
On?
What?
Jesus.
You ever seen Cloverfield, Mitt?
No, I actually
don't, dude. You'd be scared. Yeah, you'd be so scared.
It's a terrible movie.
In honor of Mitt and in honor of last episode,
yeah.
I believe six of the seven of us, maybe 8, 9, 10, whoever
what?
Was in here. Why? Mitt told us about a delicacy that his ghost milkmaid,
yeah,
Consuela used to make for him. As a boy,
I made this myself.
No, sure. Consuela.
Yeah, sure.
Consuela made
you
it
want,
for you.
But
bring Consuela in today.
And he described it, and turns out it's a real thing. It's a toast sandwich.
It's the greatest thing
it's
of all
on
time.
On Wikipedia, Mitt wrote this. It's made with
two slices of bread, in which the filling is a thin slice of toasted bread.
The first line, not to be confused with toasted sandwich.
An 1861 recipe.
It was for the poors. Yes. This was a
they were eating this in the Civil War.
Yeah. Does everyone have their toast sandwich?
Do you remember the Big Show documentary when he used to put the toothpaste between the bread?
Excuse me, what?
Big Show? Who the are we talking? Way!
Well, it's a Big Show!
You gotta try
to
bite
it. You have to try to bite.
Fucking Big Bad Show tonight. Yeah.
Listen, if I had to eat Japanese candy that was
oh dude
okay let's not act like that
Japanese
wasn't delicious
were good, dude.
Honest question here, so is this supposed to be warm?
Shit,
yeah, I mean it's definitely preferred to be eaten warm.
Was this prepared by you or
this was prepared by me? I had to just make sure I had
did
it
the fruit
in time
flies
for
help
the
you?
Episode no I actually prepared it outside in
he
the
did
kitchen.
I saw him do it. He made it about 2 hours ago, so it's they're icy
honest.
Cold now.
It looks good, but it smells like bread.
Try their toast sandwiches.
I mean, it just tastes like bread that's been sitting out for a while.
It's got a good texture, though.
I'm not picking up
crispy.
I'm not picking up the butter or the salt and pepper.
It's just bread.
It's just a bread.
And a whole lot of white bread.
You son of a bitch!
Man, if I'm being honest with you, I fucking love this thing, dude.
No, yeah, don't. See, Tony?
Is yours warm? Is that why?
I mean, it's fun.
Yeah, everyone big Tony
grabs.
I mean, this guy burnt the toast.
The side. Take a bite of the middle. The middle's a good part.
Pretty good.
I'm not going to lie. It's not terrible.
Well, yeah, it's three pieces
of bread with butter on it.
It's fucking bread butter. And toast, dude. Undefeated.
Gumpy loves it. He's not saying it.
I do like the crunch in the middle.
Gumpy loves it, and he's not saying it.
I don't love it.
As
it's
Nick
fucking
said, this is
it's not
white
bad.
Bread with fucking toast in the middle.
I thought it was
going to
be much
to love.
Worse.
This is a delicacy in Gump's world.
Man, just because I'm not eating fucking Guy Fieri.
Oh. Oh!
Put the bread on
like
that.
Like I said.
Didn't you eat Ursula's Kitchen the other day?
Good job. Tried to order from a place called Lady Boss Cabaret.
That sounds good. Canceled.
They had fat as with two Z's. Mm-hmm. What did Tony like? The potato skins.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what? Well, within moments of placing the order, I got a telephone call that the restaurant was closed for the day.
As potato skins.
Oh, someone actually ordered. We got to call this guy. What is a cabernet?
I love potatoes.
It's a wine.
Cabaret.
That's a wine, yeah.
Cabaret is a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Potato skins are at the top of the list.
Loaded skins?
Yeah.
I love
potatoes. But, I mean, they can go sideways. People make bad skins.
So can we put like ham in this or something?
TGI Fridays.
That would be a ham sandwich.
Yeah, you can't do that.
TGI Fridays
sorry.
Is the best.
TGI Fridays does make a good
taste
skin.
Of cheese. Melt the cheese.
The key is there can't be too much potato.
No, you need thin. Got to be thin.
Fried pickles is a thing that I didn't have until I came out.
Fried pickles.
Yeah, I love
fried pickles.
I love fried breaded pickles.
How do you guys do your baked potatoes?
Unfortunately, the best fried baked? Pickles out here yeah. are not around.
I'll tell you what, Mitt.
Sour cream?
If you were to put peanut butter and maybe some jelly on that slice of toast in between the two
Ooh,
pieces of bread,
a peanut,
I think you got
J
yourself a winning combination.
Yeah,
see, I mean, you
three
can definitely
pieces
spice
of bread
it up.
With anything is going to be good.
Yeah, if you like, Mitt, you dump that and dunk that in some spaghetti, you know, yeah. that's pretty
add
good.
Some
spaghetti sandwich.
Some meatball,
I mean,
yeah.
you can add anything you want
Listen,
to the toast.
Buttered bread dunked in
you
spaghetti.
You add anything to it, it's not a toast sandwich.
Yeah, you could also add two patties, some lettuce, some ketchup. Mustard and holy shit, you're eating a fucking Big Mac.
What were we talking? If you ever had the Mickey Mouse places that do like the melted like liquid nacho cheese on a potato
oh,
skin?
Yeah.
Shoot me, dude.
No,
wait, you don't
not,
like that?
No, what? Absolutely not.
You don't like the nacho cheese though,
dude? I fucking.
I mean, I like.
Well,
you gotta
be melted cheese, cheese on the skin.
I would think that would improve almost anything it was
yeah.
put on.
No,
wait, what do you hate about potato
B-dubs.
You want melted cheese on it?
Yeah,
you
want
like
melted
cheese,
Nick?
Oh, okay. I agree with that.
B Dubs does do a good loaded wedge.
They
loaded
do
wedge.
Do a nice
yeah.
loaded
yeah.
wedge.
I like chicken.
I still like chicken.
I still like wedges.
I always like wedges.
No, if you've never
52
seen that.
52 sandwiches a year, so. Pretty, and it's, you know, you get the fries and
I've
a drink.
I've
so.
Been a comedian my whole life.
I was born
what
a
What is that kid's
old.
Name?
Ed.
Yeah.
Ed Buffalo.
Ed Buckner. Ed Buffalo.
If you're not familiar with what we're talking about, Google
Ed Buffalo.
Google yes. I love chicken. It's chicken. Fried chicken. And you'll find him.
No. We've been trying to get him back on the show. You know what? Just play the kid. Okay?
What was he? Was he the one?
That's not him.
He was waiting in line?
Yeah.
It might be.
They were just opening a Chick-fil-A in Buffalo, and I think it was like the first however many hundred people who lined up out there.
It was during like the Popeyes run.
Yeah.
Now, this is not a new video.
Okay. Oh, whoa. That's an Applebee's ad.
That looks delicious, though.
Got an Applebee's.
Oh, scrimps.
I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. I mean, there's no. I mean,
yeah,
it's chicken. Okay. It's fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
I like fried chicken.
Kid's best. Well, we've been trying to catch up with him, and
he actually just signed to play football left tackle at Buffalo.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll,
go Bulls.
We'll, yeah, go Bulls. We'll be keeping an eye on.
Let's go Bulls.
So you guys like the toast sandwich?
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a thumbs up, Mitt.
I'm going to say throw garlic on it, you're good.
But now that's garlic bread.
No, that's a garlic toast sandwich.
You yeah. can't do it.
That would have been great.
Well, that's kind of what I was telling Mitt is like there's no need for like the hype boyness of this.
Yeah.
Like I've had buttered toast before, you know? Like yeah. I mean, that's
don't need to be like
I think my decision would be a lot different if it was warm.
Yeah, I agree.
Would have helped.
Fresh out the toaster.
I agree.
If it was fresh out of the toaster, you surprised us in the room. Oh, look what I got.
Yep.
It's warm.
See, the thing about that is with toast, and it's kind of impossible to surprise because then it's like, it's an oven catching on fire.
Oh, you could surprise us.
What just happened?
You could have said, like, oh, I got to go poop real
yeah.
quick.
And then I
yeah, you could have went poop.
But what would I have done? Like, hit the toaster?
You know, like we'd be in here and you'd be out there, so we wouldn't see the toaster.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe some popcorn next time. That would be good right now. Pop us some popcorn.
I like
good.
Toast. I like buttered toast.
I like toast sandwiches.
I like toast sandwiches.
What'd you guys do this weekend? Happy birthday, Mitt.
Happy birthday, Mitt.
Celebrated Mitt.
Everybody has a birthday.
How was everyone who celebrated Mitt's?
You know, it was interesting.
How was his buddies?
How were the buddies?
We talked way too much about Mitt's buddies last week, so I don't think they deserve any shine. Okay. It was the first time I've entered an apartment and been like, okay, this is just a college. It's just a college dorm that I'm in right now. That is essentially what's going on.
They all
on
like your hair?
Fruit flies had not cleaned up.
There was no need for me to be there.
Oh, yes, there was.
I've
it was
never
very fun.
Felt fucking older in my life.
Gump had two sweet chains.
I walked right through and went right outside. Right through. It was a good time. Mitt's brother. Cool guy. I like Mitt's brother.
Yeah, nice shout out.
First time I met him.
Goes head on straight.
Dawson. Brains of the family. Yes.
Dawson's Mitt? Smarter than me. Yes.
Yep. Mitt's sister's a world-class soccer player. Mitt's brother's like smart, and Mitt's just like neither. You know what I mean?
No. I run around.
He's just a doofus.
How do your siblings treat you, Mitt?
I was always the middle child, definitely.
Still or always?
I mean, me and my sister have a pretty good relationship. I don't know. She looks up to me.
We'll have to dive into your family.
She looks
history.
Up to you. Nice. Does your older brother look out for you?
Yeah, he looks out for me.
Nice.
No. You're saying not really?
No,
you're
we were always actually.
He thinks Mitt's a big old doofus?
Full time job.
I like that.
Actually, me and my brother were like best friends growing up because we moved a shit ton.
Well, you're
so,
still
like,
best friends.
Well, yeah, no. So we moved a shit ton. So you move a lot. You don't have any friends.
Oh, nerd!
Loser!
I mean, you move in the summer. You don't know anybody other than like your brother. So then you hang out with your brother. Like,
Scotty Smalls every year before he learned how to catch.
You're Ryan Atwood before.
You are Ryan Atwood.
Mm. Yeah, I lived that.
Started banging Marissa.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Speaking of.
Good for you, dude.
What's Coach Taylor up to?
I tell you what, I got about 7 episodes of the series left. I have
You're
not got
still
through
watching
it yet.
That show.
Tell you what, Taylor's about to be in Lords of Kingstown.
Yeah, well,
Mayor.
That looks
Mayor
like
of
a
Kingstown.
Fucking banger.
Looks
dude.
Great.
Ty, I love
Coach Taylor
show.
Renner.
I don't think I finished it.
Fucking the guy, Littlefinger.
Littlefinger.
Yeah,
that's Baelish.
Yes,
I didn't know that.
Lord Baelish.
He's in
Lord
it.
Baelish.
How was the Yellowstone return?
It was fucking awesome.
Do they release all the episodes at once?
No.
The only place that does that is Netflix, and I feel like we may have got construed or spoiled. Or some over during
See,
the pandemic.
HBO wasn't
like because
that.
Before the pandemic,
no
you're
Thrones,
waiting every
Thrones
week.
Thrones was out every week.
Yeah.
Every single show was out every week, except for Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm a firm believer in the once a week drop.
I kind of like it
because
I hate it, but I like it.
If it comes out all like 12 episodes at once, I don't got it in me anymore to binge.
Oh,
I don't
really
the non-binger.
Like the only show I've been watching is fucking
Big Sky.
No, well, of course, but
I've never seen an episode of Big Sky, but I know that show is fucking Mickey Mouse now that Yellowstone's back. I watch Yellowstone. I'm like, this is a great
this
fucking
asshole,
show.
Yellowstone starts, and he just texts me, Big Sky stinks. Just
minutes
shot.
Into the show.
I'm like,
I just got
no
so excited it was back. I was like, we don't got to deal with this Mickey Mouse fucking bullshit show anymore.
By this time next year, if you haven't seen the season opener, I'm not spoiling anything here, but they... A fucking crew of like Come five down. Ram 2500s.
Oh,
that is my only.
Are they fucking Dutton machines?
The show has basically turned into a Dodge Ram commercial. They could dial it down a little.
Which is okay because the towing capacity of those things.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. I immediately started calling my fucking car guy like, hey, I got to get
I'm
going to
need a 2500 right now.
And then I ordered a case of fucking ranch water. Not because they were drinking it on the show, but there was a commercial for it all the time during the show. And I did get a case of Coors Original.
I want ranch water.
The banquet
I want
beers.
Coors Original. I want the banquet. I want the Yellow Jackets. Give it all.
Was
give
it your
all.
First time drinking ranch water?
No, I still haven't got it yet. I
oh, it's
it.
So good.
Really Is it?
Good. Yeah. We really, had it in Texas.
Really so you're a cowboy?
Yeah. I'm a fucking cowboy.
On the steel horse I ride. I'm wanted. Wanted. Or alive. But no, the first 15 minutes was...
I heard rumors that Tim McGraw from the prequel series made an appearance in the first episode.
Oh, hell yeah.
And he was awesome.
Did he fucking...
He was only on...
I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows.
What are the fucking words again?
What are my fucking lines?
Close to you. Where the green grass grows. I'm sure.
Yeah. McGraw was awesome.
Heard Jin singing in here. What's going on?
Just celebrating Timmy McGraw.
Oh, Yellowstone's back. I seen that. You were watching that instead of football one day. I was very, I was surprised.
Two TVs.
TVs
coming. This guy.
And by two TVs.
One TV, one laptop.
Oh, three TVs.
No, no, no. One TV, one laptop.
Oh.
So you lied.
SNS. You know he's got her. That's what you guys
I don't listen to commentary anymore, so it doesn't matter.
Pick my butts.
I haven't listened to commentary.
Hey, it's been a good show. I think it's one of your guys' best shows.
Thank you.
You want to try a toast sandwich?
Did you want to try a toast sandwich? We got a toast sandwich here for you.
It's pretty good.
Try it.
One bite.
That's a butter sandwich, right?
Yes. Yeah, basically, but it's toast, dude. Come on. Yeah.
At this point, he toasted it about 2 hours ago, so it doesn't really taste like toast anymore.
Do you remember what it sounded like as he was toasting this thing? Yeah. Sounded like a fucking bomb was about to explode in our kitchen.
I did have to stand by it to make sure it did not explode.
Well, yeah, obviously. I mean, everybody's life had it.
This is bird food. This is what this is. Hey. This is what you put outside for the birds to eat.
Yeah, the birds like it.
People that love bread, like, that is their dream right there. Yes. Especially toasted with a little butter and salt. It's
a little crunch. Kid's a chef.
Yeah, the texture is unreal. That's what you're really grasping.
You can put some chips on there, I bet.
Now we're talking.
Hell yeah.
This is the base, man. There's so many ways to go from here. You can build upon to improve this.
Barbecue chips.
You're right. That is the base of most sandwiches, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Toasted.
Just like an ounce more effort into this, it becomes a great meal.
I used to get high in college, just go and do this and make little additions to the toast sandwich.
We know you doofus. That's what you're trying to get, just eating a whole loaf of bread every time you get high.
Was I the only person that saw this happen? He tossed a fucking loaf of bread up on the counter.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's he doing? Took half of it out and just put it right into the bomb sounded thing. And then just walked away. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Tough sandwich.
There are like 8 sandwiches out here that are all 3 pieces of bread. I think you need like 7 loaves of bread to do what he did.
I used an entire loaf of bread and it only came out 5.
Put into the middle.
Oh, you got the butt one.
You fed us butts?
You're feeding us that shit, man.
No. I didn't put the fucking middle. Ew, those things are gross. I don't even need the second one.
You're serving ass bread.
This is a lie.
Butt bread, toasted bread sandwich. That's bottom of the fucking barrel. Yeah,
jump off a building.
Whoa!
I mean, what? The butt end of the bread loaf?
Jesus, dude.
No, thanks.
I'm saying that's quite a shot across the bow from the person.
I'd rather wake up blind than eat that goddamn butt end of the sandwich.
Dude.
No, thanks.
I mean, coming from your fridge, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Your fridge.
No fucking bread in there. We're eating goddamn chicken. I love chicken.
Eating chicken and ice cubes?
Yeah. I love chicken.
It's chicken. It's chicken breast. Fried chicken.
I love chicken.
But no, I ordered a case of ranch water.
So good.
Wow. Which it is really good.
I was about to get one at FGL in fucking Nashville this week, and I didn't pull the trigger.
How was Nashville?
Nashville is the best. Have you ever been?
No.
Did you get a hat?
Oh, I did get a new hat.
Did you go to fucking Kid Rock's Stomping Boot and Honky Tonk bar?
I did not go to Kid Rock's.
Why?
I went to FGL.
Yeah.
What's FGL?
Florida Georgia Line. Florida, Georgia Line.
They have a fucking bar?
Oh, yeah.
Where is that in position of
Toby's? I went to Toby's.
Where is that in position of Toby's?
The one named Bob Ritchie.
Tony.
It's like a block.
I love his bar.
Tony's at my bar. And then what was the last one?
We got yuppies.
We got Toby's. Chain smokers and losers.
Tony's got a hat on.
Eating toast sandwich.
So yeah, Nashville's. If you've never been to Nashville, it's
never been.
Every bar is hot chicken. Every bar is four stories.
Do you have Tootsies?
The top one, yes, I went to
Toots.
The top one is always a rooftop bar, and on every other floor they have a live band on every fucking.
Yeah.
Do you have fucking Losers, dude?
I take out a Losers on Saturday night.
What's Losers?
Good spot.
Losers is
that where Mitt hangs out?
Hang out, fucking winner circle.
Oh, Winners Jesus is right Christ. Next to Losers.
Swallow a June bug?
Losers is better. Hell of a place.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's having a good time. Everyone's fucking drinking. It's.
I love checking at Tootsie Cam.
Tootsie Cam? You've been checking in?
Yeah, you just go to third floor, always has a live camera, and you can just check in with the shows that going on the website.
I was there. Nashville's good. If you've never been to Nashville, I'd go.
Do they have bars you can smoke cigs in?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Dude.
Which ones?
All of them, dude.
On the top floor or all like inside?
Them, yeah. All of them, dude.
Anywhere you want to go.
If you ain't smoking, you're not allowed in.
You wear a cowboy hat, they'll say this man's a cowboy. Let him smoke his cigarette.
Let him smoke.
Come on in. Take your boots off.
I actually just bought the same exact hat that I had lost about a year ago.
Ah, sure.
Good hat, though.
Where'd you lose it?
At a hotel in Pittsburgh.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, the goose skin?
I thought that was when you guys went to the woods.
No, Diggs had that hotel rager with like 300 people that
right
one
in
time.
The middle of COVID. That's right. We can talk about that now.
How was that?
Turns out only one guy had COVID, and then the only person that got COVID from it was my brother, so it was fine.
Mikey dogs.
He still can't taste.
Happy birthday, Mikey.
Happy birthday, Mikey.
Happy birthday, Mikey.
Dogs.
What'd you guys do this weekend? What else?
I watched Dune.
How was it?
I finally got around to watch Dune. Pretty good. Long. I was saying it the whole time while I watched it.
I love it.
Chalamet, hey, hats off to that guy.
Oh, yeah.
That guy's an actor.
She dump him out?
It's PG-13.
Zendaya?
Chalamet?
Oh, the guy from The Last King.
Yes.
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
Good job, Tony.
He's
Tony.
Also in...
Tony!
I'm waiting for you.
You know.
Spider-Man.
No.
Oh, that's Tom Holland.
No, I know Tommy Holland, but I thought maybe he was a bad guy.
No, Chalamet would never be the bad guy.
I don't know what else Timmy was in.
I'm trying to think. I'm drawing a blank.
How do you spell that?
Chalamet.
But I don't think I knew until we talked about it, because you had watched it, right? Mm-hmm. You watched it first, that it was a part one.
Yes.
And then when I realized it was a part one, I was like, oh, this makes more sense then.
Yeah.
Yep.
I kind of give away a lot.
It kind of ties some things up at the end.
Mm-hmm. French Dispatch.
But it leaves you wanting more.
Absolutely. It feels like the movie, like the second one, I think
it's starting to pick up. Yeah.
They also, I think Zeke tried watching it, but he had to turn off because they throw a fuck ton at you at the very beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Right away. Which I was not prepared for.
And I had never seen the old one. Or read the book or anything, so I didn't know what. I had no premise going in. Yeah. I have no idea what this movie's about.
House Atreides is electric.
Atreides!
The bagpipes.
Oh, yeah.
The bagpipes were one of my favorite parts. I mean, there are so many good parts that
movie. Dom Batista good in it?
Oh, yeah.
He has a very, very needs small more role. Yeah, he'll be very pivotal in the next movie.
He'll be massive.
I mean, fucking Duncan Idaho, a.k.a. Jason Momoa.
Beast. Clack, a legend.
Idaho. Yeah.
Yeah. Unreal name. The guy who plays the character... That
my dude
is like Bill, yeah,
yeah, yeah, Stellan Skarsgård.
Yes, the when I guess I won't give it
the
away.
Human Jabba the Hutt, basically.
Yes. So there's one part where he's like on the roof, and I laughed out loud in the theater because I couldn't take it seriously.
Where everyone else is laying in there, and he's up there just fucking,
it's pretty
I
awesome.
I smell like poop,
as we said.
Yeah,
it's a very good movie, and I think. The second one.
I just saw pictures
it's
of that.
It's going to be sweet.
Second one's going to be unbelievable.
How much did that movie cost? Like $2 billion?
Yeah, it was like
any movie that sinks that much money into it, I will watch and try and enjoy, even if I don't know a fucking thing about it.
That's fucking bootstrap Bill Turner.
It fucking is.
It's
fucking Dr. Eric Selvig.
There it is.
My man. My dude.
He says that. It's electric.
Yeah, it is an unbelievable.
And he has to bathe in. They liquefy his poop, and he has to bathe. And that's how he recovers.
Gets un. Yeah.
Shout out, Bill.
Shout out, Bill. Jesus.
Oh man, it is a great movie. The fucking. I want to say.
So you can't just go into this without knowing nothing.
No, you can.
But you just need to be prepared for the first 40 minutes, like they're going to throw a lot at you.
You don't have to watch the 1987 cinematic masterpiece Dune.
No, you do not. You also don't have to see it in theaters like Bill. You want to feel your seat shaking underneath your bare ass cheeks. It's not true, Bill. I watched it while I was laying in bed. It was fucking great.
I did watch it in the theaters in IMAX, and it was awesome because it is a spectacle.
Like, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah,
I could
see that. Those big battle scenes where there's a lot of shit blowing up, I bet it would have been pretty sweet in IMAX.
Thanos crushes it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Brolin.
Fuck, I know. I couldn't think of it.
Gunny? In the movie, I can't remember.
Gunny something?
Yeah.
Gurney. There's a beast in it.
Fuck, Gurney, maybe? Gunny, oh,
wait,
Gurney?
Wait, you mean fucking world isn't always what it seems? Gunny's in it?
No, Thanos.
What?
Fucking world isn't always what it seems, is it, Gunny?
Who the fuck? Is that Yellowstone?
You'll get it. Someone will get it.
Someone out there, if you're listening,
you got it.
And you get that.
Fucking, here, I'll keep going. I'll fucking buried it myself. Hills of Terra Lingua.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
Holes?
Let me see your hand.
Shooter, dude. Holes.
I have a question.
World isn't always what it seems, is it, Gunny?
Oh, here we go.
What?
If there is an episode that isn't good of Yellowstone, will you admit it?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, good luck.
Has there been one that's bad?
Has there been a bad one?
I'm sure there has.
Second season's a little slow.
No, he's not going to say it.
That's where I stopped.
Sure, what, do you watch it, Z?
No, so when I first watched the first episode, I thought it was based in like the 1920s.
Not.
And then I saw a fucking truck, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? And I turned it off. So I'm going to give it another try when I get my brain to it.
It's good. Like, the first season
I apologize. I'm sorry. And then they shot a horse. I'm like, what the fuck is going
on?
Casey Dutton is a legend.
I haven't watched.
He's a legend. Maybe you'll enjoy the prequel, then.
Yeah, that's set in, like, the 1800s, isn't it? Because what the trailer, they should, like, it's cowboys and Indians pretty much.
Yeah, it's the original Dutton.
Yeah, and Tim McGraw walks up to an Indian fella, and he's like, hey, buddy, you got a barbecue stain on your white t-shirt.
Oh, man, I really wanted to say that.
Dude.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I saw where it was going. Tim, fucking stop, man. Stop singing your song.
That is the fucking 85th take we've done. We get it, okay? Killing you with the miniskirt. We got it.
Fucking, what's my line name? Tell me my line. Can't think of it.
He's going to kill it. He's going to crush.
We were undersold, by the way. Sam Elliott. Oh, Sam Elliott is in it.
Oh, really?
Faith Hill is in it.
Whoa.
Faith Hill.
So I'm still waiting all day for Sunday night.
Hell yeah, you are. Hell yeah, you are. Hey,
listen here. Okay. You gotta live like you were dying. Fuck! What's my line, man?
There's an actual scene where Tim learns from the Native American people there that if he plants a fish in the ground as fertilizer, it will indeed help his corn pop up in rows. Yeah, and that, of course, leads to a great bountiful harvest dinner.
So I believe after that. This is going to help my fucking corn pop up in rows?
By the way, you know who else is in every single episode in the first season? One Billy Bob Thornton.
Whoa.
Hell yeah.
So there's a prequel to Yellowstone that is Tim McGraw's show.
Coming out December 3rd, dude.
Yeah. He's the fucking Indian outlaw.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited.
And my fucking son can't hold on to the football either.
What's his name? Fucking Billingsley?
What is it?
No, Billingsley's the new Friday Night Lights, the TV series.
Reagan?
Fuck.
Tim Reagan.
Yeah, we know, doofus.
There's a movie.
Get you one of these.
I'm trying to think of that.
All right, what do you say about getting the fight?
My dad used to take bull whip. No, you're the one who takes the bull whip.
Here we go. Wow.
Now that the world's opening back up, so many new thrills are on the horizon.
What?
And whether you've been in a relationship for years, or you're just getting started, or even excited to get back out there and meet new people, when the moment comes, you want to be ready. Roman ready.
Hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Go to GetRoman.com/thepod now to talk to U.S. licensed health professionals. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all in the comfort and privacy of your home. Roman ready equals confidence. The confidence that you know you can rise to the occasion in the moment. We're looking at the Summer Love 2020 version. Woo! And Roman wants to make sure you can participate in your way, whether that be as a single person or a couple who would still rather stay in with each other. A U.S. licensed health professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, convenient, and discreet if you don't want anybody or anyone else finding out. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/thepod and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving your home. Complete an online visit today to connect with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional and take care of it now. Go to GetRoman.com/thepod today, and if you're prescribed, get 50% off your first month of ED treatment. Make sure you're ready to have confidence and control this summer, and let's all be Roman ready. Hell yeah!
I was dying turns out Vin Diesel's a bitch.
Fuck you, Tony! From
The Rock, it's because he is dead.
Vin zipped right. him up in a body bag and said, sorry, little pebble.
See a dead man. So,
over a million likes.
So, Tony, read this actually for what's worth.
So, Vin was very scared and too afraid to tag.
No, no,
oh, no, 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 no.
Don't paint your
I'll
picture,
read your stupid
Tony.
Fucking post. Dude.
I don't
read
see a tag in there.
A lot.
Yeah, is The Rock tagged in it? Or
no, he's not. No.
Okay. My little brother, Dwayne, the time has come. The world awaits the finale of Fast 10. As you know, my children refer to you as Uncle Dwayne in my house. There is not a holiday that goes by that they and you don't send well wishes.
Mm, Vince's kids love The Rock more.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like
little Dwayne.
But the time has come. Legacy awaits. I told you years ago that I was going to fulfill my promise to Pablo.
Miss Who
you,
is?
Pablo.
Kanye?
Paul Walker, dude.
Son of a bitch.
Fucking watch my corn pop up in Rome.
I swore that we would reach and manifest the best fast in the finale, and that is 10. I say this out of love, but you must show up.
Bitch!
Do not leave the franchise idle because I can't do this by myself because I stink as an actor.
Last time you weren't here, the movie sucked, so we need to get you back.
You have
that's
to
not your Fast Five? No, Fast Five sucked?
I have to come to this movie with me
to
because
the occasion
fast,
and fulfill
the fast
your
stink
destiny.
Without you, Dwayne.
Fulfill your destiny, bitch, because it runs through me in Corona.
So Vin basically
familia.
Got down on his knees and begged The Rock to
please come back. Up. Dwayne, if you didn't come back, I'll have to keep doing Chronicles of Riddick movies.
Yeah, those are good fucking movies, dude. Please, man, I don't want to make another XXX movie. I don't want
anything
else. Fucking Babylon AD 2 sucked. But I disagree. He's clearly saying, hey, little Dwayne, guess what, bitch? I'm calling you back, and at my beck and call, you're going to show up on set like I fucking told you to do, and we're going to finish this goddamn series.
I mean, could...
If he doesn't, who is Hobbs? Is my question.
Fucking Skarsgård.
No.
Momoa?
Momoa.
Dom.
Dom plays both?
No, Dom Batista.
Dom Batista.
Oh. I thought you were saying Dom Toretto, possibly.
Roman?
Like.
I mean, you do not recast Hobbs.
Dom Batista knows better than to...
Well, no, I know that.
...than to cross Dwayne.
Yeah.
No, dude. The Rock is going to say, all right, I guess I got to go back and be Vin Diesel's bell cow again, but unfortunately, he's just
gonna... Oh, you mean guess I got to come back whip. And save your franchise
oh,
again.
Oh, I was finishing the joke, damn it. Fuck it.
But you think The Rock is fucking Kilmer's running back?
I think fucking Tim McGraw might come back and play Hobbs if he has to.
Talking about Bud
to.
Kilmer?
Yeah, Bud Kilmer.
State champ.
Kilmer's fucking Coyotes.
18 sectional titles, West Canaan.
Yeah. They should just pull out all the stops and have like fucking
Tom Cruise,
Tom Hart.
What do you fucking
Cruise,
know about
Tom
the West
Hart.
Canaan Coyotes, dude?
Yeah.
Nothing. Mitt? Nothing.
Mitt.
What the fuck are you guys
yeah,
talking
about? Yeah, exactly.
What,
exactly.
Dude? Oh, no, Billingsley is in
did
fucking Friday Night Lights.
Did you even play fucking football, dude?
You think you're fucking Lance Harbor, dude?
Don't you?
I'm honestly, I looked at my phone for half a second. I have no fucking clue what we're talking about.
Why are you looking at your
phone? Do you think you could play for Bud Kilmer and the West Cayman Coyotes?
I don't know who that is.
Oh my God.
And you say that you're a Paul Walker fan.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Clown.
Stooge.
Oh no. Is this a Paul Walker film? Because I've watched fucking Three Towers.
Yeah, he's the state. He's the best quarterback in Texas, dude.
Oh, shit.
You know this, dude.
Nah, I got to go back and watch this.
He's going to Florida State and then fucking blew his knee out. Never going to play again.
Then John Moxley took over.
Oh, I've seen that movie.
Moxley.
But he's got Moxie. Yeah, I've actually seen that
He's
movie.
Got a lot of Moxie.
Who is John Moxley?
Fucking throw this John
Moxley
ball,
is another yeah. another hardcore individual.
Yeah.
Do I know who that is?
Yeah, dude.
Fucking Come sports on. Entertainment superstar John Moxley.
Fucking shit.
Deathmatch superstar.
Yeah.
Oh, John Moxley.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, dude.
Nice. All right, next. Thank you, Rock.
Thank you, Ben.
Welcome,
Ben.
Rock. Thank you,
Ben. Blue phone, bitch.
Hell yeah.
Blue.
If I would. Green, I would die.
Evan Fox says this time change is the absolute worst, and I feel like everyone agrees with him except for me.
I like it.
I agree with him.
No, I
hate it.
Love getting an extra hour of sleep. You kidding me?
Like no, it. He's talking about the, leaving work night. And it's dark.
I don't care about that. I strictly care about the fact that one of my favorite parts of Indiana is that it does stay light out so long until this happens.
That is nice.
And all I said to this was, I prefer it to be light when I wake up to light when I leave work.
With your fucking corn popping up and roast.
What is that?
True. What time is light in the morning?
It's like 7 now, but I mean in a week it's going to be 8 again and it's going to be dark when I wake up and when I leave work.
And then
that's, but I'm saying for the sake of the argument, I'd rather it be light when I wake up than when I leave work.
Is it solstice?
Why? What are you doing when you wake up?
Yeah, but that's in December.
Waking up. Like I can't wake up when it's still fucking dark outside. I just don't have I mentally just can't do it.
What about when it's like raining out in the morning, you're just out fucking.
Oh, no, you can still see a little bit of light, but like when I wake up and it's still dark, I'm like, well, it's still nighttime. I can't wake up right now.
What, do you live in a terrarium? Like you got just glass everywhere that you saw all the sunlight pouring in?
I got a nice window.
You got shades and blinds and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
They're closed, right?
Yeah.
So
but you can still see the light peeking through. But after work, all I'm doing is going home and fucking sitting on the couch and watching TV. What do I give a fuck if it's light out or not?
Yeah, true. I see both sides. I mean,
mature of you.
This is what it is.
This it what? Does not matter. You always take a side. What is this?
I'm not taking a side. My only side
is defeated Gumpy.
Don't complain about fucking Monday night and Sunday night football.
Dude, last night.
Hey,
sucked.
Diggs, hear that?
It sucked, dude. Didn't go to bed till fucking 1 o'clock. I'm just dead today.
Was it really 1 or 12? Are you what side?
No, it was 1.
So it was 1. No, so it was
the
actually.
Time's the same now, Z. It doesn't change every day.
Everything's good now.
I'm so confused. I don't know.
What do you like, Z?
I just want to know what time it was like 100 years ago.
Sure.
Like what time was it right now?
What month? Good question. In what month?
Right now, exactly in 100 years ago.
It was 6:40.
What time is it right now?
6:40.
Oh, so we're back to normal time.
Yep.
So, like, back in the day, before all
but
this
if you would ask me this question...
Ben Franklin invented daylight savings time. So
also,
that,
400 years, sorry.
Before Ben Franklin?
Yeah.
It was probably 7:40.
The time of the solstice.
My personal preference, I don't like driving home when it's dark out, because then I feel like it's already just time to go home and go to sleep.
Which is fine with me.
I'd rather it be dark when I was driving in the morning to work.
See, I like driving at night, because I'm just, like, fucking Batman.
Yeah.
But see, the thing is,
if you bought your yellow glasses, dude.
If it's cold,
those do not work at night, by the way. Those tack glasses do not fucking work. They work great in the middle of the afternoon. It may as well be you're on the surface of Mars. It's so bright. You can drive at night with those things. You can't see a fucking thing.
Tell me they lied.
They lied, and I'm sure people have died because of it.
Fucking glasses lied. That sucks.
If it's cold out, though, I don't think it matters that it's dark at night. Like, the whole point of it being light out at night is you can go outside. Like, you know what I mean?
This is my favorite time for it to be cold.
Do we all like winter?
Fresh cold is so refreshing.
Do we all like winter?
I miss
I like winter.
I miss just having my door open in my apartment.
Spring, summer, early fall. Winter can fucking
early fall is the goat. Don't get me wrong.
Winter's definitely the worst of all of them.
You turned your heat on?
I don't mind it.
Yeah, winter is fourth.
Winter, I'll say this. Winter was much better when I lived in Pittsburgh because I turned your heat snowboarded on and shit like that.
I have, yeah.
And there's nothing.
What are you running?
You can't do that here.
No. What's your
my thermostat beats right in the middle, so if it's it goes a low and a high. It always stays in between.
What's also, that? I mean, I get it. You snowboarded, but like the amount of time that you got to go snowboarding compared to the amount of time you had to deal with the bullshit cold, snow, ice, sleet, rain. No thanks.
I will say this. I love driving in the winter more than any of the other seasons.
You're a maniac.
Because you got a truck.
In the summer, dude. Fucking,
not around here, dude.
Hell yeah. Yeah, you can't drive
people
around
people don't
here.
Know what the hell's going on when a little snow falls.
You find an empty parking lot.
Oh, you're talking about drifting?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
You DK, dude?
Excuse me, what?
Drift King, dude?
Drift King, yeah. Drift King, shout out. Drift King?
Drift King?
Next.
Boys, a lot of people have been talking about one thing, and that is how work attire, you know, it's changed a little bit.
It has.
You know, after the whole, hey, stay at home and work. Okay, now come back. The thought is, you know what? Let's be a little more comfortable now. The days of wearing the uncomfortable business attires, those days are done. But you don't have to sacrifice style for comfort. And you know what you use?
What's that?
Cuts Clothing.
Yeah.
In 2016, Cuts founder Stephen Borelli set out to create clothes ready for every occasion the modern man faces. Borelli's a savage. He started by reinventing the t-shirt. The end result? What GQ magazine, let me say that one more time. What GQ magazine calls
That's the big one.
The only shirt worth wearing. And there's never been a better time to give Cuts Clothing a try. Because Cuts is kicking off the holiday sale season early with 30% off site wide now through December 3rd.
You said 30%.
30% off, Ty. This comes out on November 3rd. It goes till December 3rd. You know what that means?
What?
You have 1 month exactly to take advantage. Okay?
Okay.
I wear Cuts Clothing.
Every day, I know you do.
I used to have these two or three shirts that I would wear when I go out. I use this 30% off site-wide sale, and now I have 10 different shirts that I can go out, go to work in, look great in, and not have to be worried if I'm underdressed just because they are so comfy. Also, boys, we know that, you know, it's not the easiest time for, you know, clothes and Amazon shipments and all that stuff. You know what they're actually calling it?
What's that?
Shipageddon 2021.
No. What?
Let me say again, Shipageddon.
What?
The end of all shipment problems, meaning the end, aka the beginning of all shipment problems. Okay? In preparation, Cuts is starting their sales season early for you.
Smart.
With, once again, 30% off site-wide starting November 9th. I know I said earlier you have 1 month from tomorrow. I was wrong. It starts November 9th. So you can have worry-free holiday shopping. Head over to cutsclothing.com today to get 30% off site-wide through December 3rd starting on November 9th. Upgrade your wardrobe with their world-famous shirts, joggers, or their all-new outerwear. That's CUTSCLOTHING.com for their 30% off site-wide sale starting on November 9th till December 3rd. It's Shipageddon, people! Get your orders in fast!
Matt Damon, Robert Downey Jr. are joining
Christopher Nolan
and
Oppenheimer.
Fucking Cillian Murphy.
That's what it is. Cillian Murphy's Oppenheimer.
This is going to be awesome.
Star-studded cast.
Yeah. This is going to be awesome.
Is this facial hairstyle with Downey? Is that in right now? I seen Brett Michaels with it last night.
That's the Tony Stark.
The only difference
that's
is
Downey. It just is Downey.
Brett Michaels paints his on with the shirt.
Whoa. I thought maybe he was.
That's real.
Brett Michaels was going to be Jack Sparrow at some point.
That'd be sick.
Are you thinking about doing a Downey?
Are you
doing Downey, dude?
Dude.
My facial structure cannot pull off a Downey.
But it looks the same. You put those glasses on, too. Downey.
I think you could pull it off.
I guess he does kind of have a beard a bit there.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's good stash.
It is a good stash.
He's an icon.
Legend.
Yeah, how about Damon man. With the...
he's got a good fucking facial hair situation.
I just drank
right
six Bud Diesels and...
I think he looks good.
And
right
hate
there.
My wife.
I need cigarettes.
Jesus.
I'm just, that's,
I mean, that's the look.
Are they going to drop the bomb in this
he
movie?
He looks young there, though.
I think they're going to build it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the movie's going to end.
They're not going to show the dropping of
it. I don't know if they're going to drop the bomb.
Oh, that's what Oppenheimer was?
What do you think it was?
Yeah, created the atomic
bomb. I honestly thought
bomb.
It was a German beer.
Oh, it like a Beer Fest prequel. Mm.
I honestly thought that, yeah, until I saw Manhattan.
That'd be sweet.
Like, who wants a mustache ride?
Yeah.
Head fuck.
That'd be a sweet movie.
This movie's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I think it will be too.
Next. Jeez. World's fattest man says he wants to be cremated in slaughterhouse upon death.
Well, yeah, where else are they going to?
Yeah, I mean.
Can you zoom in?
They don't have an option.
I can't zoom in.
No. I can't put that back on screen. I cannot put that back on screen. I almost threw up.
Is he naked down there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. No, he's just in his birthday, so he's got underpants on in there. What do you mean?
Honestly,
he's not naked.
He might be wearing a G-string. Yeah.
No, he has boxer briefs on. I love chicken.
The only thing I will say, he doesn't look overweight if you do this.
It's like Scott Van Pelt from the fucking neck up.
Is that Tim Cook? Yeah. Holy shit.
Is that Jeffrey Tambor? What's his name?
Yeah, Jeffrey Tambor, yeah.
What about from the neck down, Z? Don't.
I mean, he's got the heaviest nutsack on the planet hanging from the bottom of his arm.
Holy. What the
is that a bull testicle?
Like.
He literally looks like
no need.
That's impressive. I'm just saying that's impressive to get to just let yourself go to the point where you no longer need to wear clothes because all of your undesirables are covered by your body anyways. Yeah.
I don't think that's impressive to get to the point where you can't dress yourself that you're so
large. No, you can.
Let's not forget that Mitt wanted to murder the entire race of people that were obese. Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
he's a fucking genocidal maniac.
You're like Lois's brother and Family Guy.
No.
Yeah, the Strangler.
What a fucking pull.
I can't get over how from the neck up, this guy looks like he's 6'5", weighs 190 pounds.
Math teacher.
Yeah.
He is a math teacher.
Dude, I don't like my grandpa.
All right,
I your mean, grandpa shots fired.
900 pounds?
Yeah.
No, did we get like confirmation on how much he weighed? Or?
No, I didn't.
Mm.
A lot. 15 tons, I think, was the...
You don't need to pile on the guy. He knows he's fat as shit. Say the world's heaviest man, you know what I mean? Like,
that's true.
Yeah. True, that is you're fucked right. up.
That is fucked up.
Like, is he proud of this? Like, is he,
oh, look
is he
at the world's fattest sack of shit. It's this guy.
He looks pretty proud in the naked picture where he's just showing off all of his fat.
He does. He does. He pulls.
Is that what structure is he sitting on?
That's
looks like a pretty nice love sack.
It's a
wood pallet.
It's one of those love sacks that you can create, and it's just like
those are nice, very expensive.
This reminds me of the Seinfeld episode where he becomes a turkey, or he thinks he's a chicken.
What? When Newman thinks Kramer is a turkey or a chicken?
Oh yeah, that's exactly. Right. That's like the first thing I look.
Next,
just like a fork.
Move past this guy.
I'm done.
A gallon of milk was $1.99. Now it's $2.79.
What?
When you buy 12 gallons a week times 4 weeks. That's a lot of money.
I love milk, guys.
This was a news video.
I
of
still
a
love milk.
Couple that was disappointed, I should say, about the 80-cent raise in milk when they buy 12 gallons a week.
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't be buying 48 gallons of milk a month. You just shouldn't do it unless you have 400 kids. Do they run an orphanage?
At what point is it less expensive to just buy a cow and just milk it?
Bring in the goats.
How much does a cow go for, you think?
Fucking
couple $100,000.
A good moo cow nowadays?
You think one cow costs a couple hundred?
It's like $160,000.
Okay, so usually the cost of a cow will be somewhere between $2,000 and
$5,000. Close though, man.
How are you milking, bro?
Man, you're right on it, though.
Look,
I think you're thinking of the
dude.
Chocolate milk cows that, that squeeze out chocolate.
That's
milk.
True.
Cow for you,
cows
man.
Are not cows are that cheap. You can get cow for like fucking.
Well, they're not 160 grand.
Fucking
dude.
Look it up, dude.
He just did.
Yeah, I got a fluffy.
You
cow
think a cow is as expensive as like a Ferrari?
Dude,
what do you want? A new Maserati or a cow?
You can have 40 gallons of milk a month.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Cows are expensive. We talked about it on the Pat show today, talking about deers and shit. John, deers are expensive as shit.
Not fucking.
That is a piece of mechanical. It's a machine, Mitt.
Do you know what a John Deere is?
He thinks a cow is a bobcat, I think.
No, I'm just talking about general prices.
They fucking slaughter cows and sell them to places like, you know, for like $150 to get the meat off them.
Yeah, hey, how about this? I'll buy you a cow for $200,000.
Mitt, would you pay $160,000 for a cow?
He's searching it right out.
Hey, Mitt, just fucking watch my corn pop
the
up.
Average fucking farmers are loaded.
The average price is between $2,000 and $5,000. Now, unless he's talking about this, which he was fucking not. The most expensive cow of all time was $800,000.
Why is that?
Well, he also just equated, out you know, like a combine from John Deere to a cow. Like, that's the same amount of money, same thing.
Massive piece of equipment. Man. Why are your mind is beautiful.
Weird. I was talking about this the other day with my wife. I haven't drank milk in a long, long time.
That's why your bones are weak.
Yeah, they are.
I get enough vitamin D from the sun, dude.
To your point, I had chocolate milk for the first time on Sunday.
And how good was it?
So good.
My God. When's the last time you guys had a bowl of cereal?
As a kid, I would eat it.
Last week.
Yeah, I ate cereal.
Bowl of cereal, 5 years, bro.
I fucking hate cereal.
5 years for me, too, probably.
Yeah.
When I used to work in the hospital, we had carts.
Now I'm talking.
With wheels on them and computers on said carts. Oh. They called them cows, computer on wheels, right?
Oh, sweet.
And they would be outside of the hospital rooms. Mm-hmm. And the nurses would go out and type up medical records and charts on them. Yeah. And one time, one particular patient heard someone say, hey, can you move that cow down the hall? obviously thought they were talking about the patient. And then,
Jesus.
System-wide change. We are no longer... allowed to call the computers cows anymore.
Okay.
Was it an acronym?
For the better. Yep. He said it was
computer on wheels.
Oh, that's funny.
next.
I fucking...
Awards chatter podcast. Sopranos creator David Chase finally reveals what happened to Tony.
Hold on.
He didn't really.
There's a whole explanation of what happened?
I'll say what he said. He said he wanted Tony. This is not a spoiler. Okay. He said that he envisioned Tony driving into New York, I believe, and then it would cut off, and like the
tires
thought would have been that Tony got killed in New York, but that's not what happened.
So why did he say why he did it the other way?
Yes, he was driving in New Jersey somewhere, and he saw. Like a little restaurant or something like that, and was like, "That's where I want the final scene."
That's pretty cool.
Holston's.
I still, to this day, I thought like my TV.
Did anyone else listen to the clip? Did you listen? To
yeah, yeah, I read it.
This was a long article. Yeah, and I scrolled through and read it. Yeah.
That's pretty. Is that how you guys took it too?
Yeah, I mean, and he basically just said like, not looking back on it now, he had no idea that like people were going to be as pissed off and like care as much about it as they did because like we were in you know Iraq and there was like a bunch of stuff going on in like the real world and, but yeah, I mean he didn't really say he said he was pissed off because a lot of people wanted Tony to die like they felt like he should die and he was like. You spent all this time with this guy. Like, yeah, he's a bad guy, but you shouldn't want him to die. Like, part of you should love him. You know, like, I didn't want him to die. No. But
yeah,
you know.
I didn't want Walter White to die.
Yeah, exactly. Sure.
But
same
he
deal.
Did kind of basically confirm that.
Yeah, he basically kind did of. Confirm that, like, you know, I apparently in his mind, like, yeah, he does. He no, does die.
I knew it. I fucking said that.
But also, it's not like a... I wouldn't say it's clear cut.
No, it's your decision to make.
He wanted people to make their own decision.
Yeah, exactly.
I respect
that. Next.
Can we dive into that scene for a second? Because I do have a theory on it.
Sure. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, but you stopped watching.
You're never going to watch it. You're never going to get there.
What?
You got hours and hours to go.
I'm going
to
watch it.
And this
Spoiler alert. If you haven't watched Sopranos.
This won't affect your watching at all.
No.
So when people are coming in, he's sitting there and he's staring at the door, right?
Correct.
And as someone comes in and the door chime hits, it cuts to his point of view of the person coming into the restaurant. That, in my mind, is you're watching it as Tony.
Oh.
So when that's happening, it happens like 3 or 4 times to kind of Pavlovian dog you into that mindset. Then he sees the guy at the table or at the counter. The members only jacket guy at the counter goes behind Tony. To where he wouldn't have a frame of reference of him anymore into the bathroom. When he comes back out, you never see him again. It just goes blank. callback to the Bobby Bacala talking about being hit and not knowing, or and it just goes blank. I think that was the guy doing the bang. Tony just goes.
I like that.
That's
one
my theory.
I like that one better than driving to New York.
I like that.
Members only jacket.
Those got very popular.
I heard it.
Very sad news.
Yeah.
Bill Lucking.
The guy on the right.
Yeah. Opie Winston.
Yeah, the guy on the right. Dude.
Not Hellboy.
Hellboy's still very much alive.
Yeah.
Sons of Anarchy actor dead in 80. Rest in peace.
Hellboy. It's, you know, Ron Perlman.
Great character. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Moment of silence for Bill Lucking.
Thank you, Opie.
Thank you, Bill.
He's only got to rock a what kind of motorcycle?
Oxygen tank.
Oh, that's it. With the three wheeler.
Yeah,
it's an oxygen tank. I like the whole series.
Next, scientists believe obesity may be cured by modifying a series of genes called HIPPO.
Oh, come on.
You sent this in, dude.
I didn't send this in, even though I do send things from New York Post all the time. But I did not send this in. This is blasphemy.
Okay.
Well, it's a joke. It's a joke. This is a joke article.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know. Sorry.
He's making fun of fat people. It's called a HIPPO.
Next.
Can't be doing it.
Oh, yes.
Righteous Gemstone Season 2 returns January 9th.
I never finished the first one.
Neither
never
did
watched.
I.
Never watched.
Is it Season 3?
I did, but I don't remember how it ends.
No, this is Season 2.
Yeah, Season 2 teaser.
Like, it's been a while. I remember it being funny, but then it was like, huh.
Yeah.
Was there a halfway mark?
It's a good
mark?
Way to describe it. It was a funny...
And it was a lot.
Wasn't like appointment viewing. I'd watch it, but I wouldn't like set my schedule.
What was the name of the brother and sister that danced?
Fucking Footloose?
Baby Billy.
Baby Billy. That's good.
So, yeah.
Miss B.
I don't know if I'll pick it up. I probably won't pick it up again.
I'll do it.
We'll see.
Depends on what else is on around January 9th.
Right.
I mean, fucking Ozarks is right around
the corner. Yeah, it is right around the corner.
Ozarks will be dropped all at once, I assume.
No, because they said
putting it on.
Half and half.
Motherfuckers.
Oh, half and half's not bad.
No,
it's basically a fucking whole new season that's dumb as shit.
Well, they said they're releasing the entire last season as one instead of two, and then they're doing this fucking part one, part two bullshit.
Same thing they did with Breaking Bad.
How many weeks apart are they doing part one, part two?
I don't know. That's Game
Sopranos for that, man.
It's DVD. Like, I fucking
didn't we catch Dexter?
No, did you watch Dexter?
No, I'm gonna watch it tonight.
Impeachment.
What? Is it a movie or
Succession?
A show?
Impeachment finale's tonight.
That show is still going.
Yeah,
I have it on my DVR. I gotta watch it.
The cigar
came out last episode.
Succession was unreal, by the way.
Yeah, it was very good.
On Sunday, unbelievable episode.
Good show.
I'll watch that tonight.
The fucking pianist.
As will I.
Good pianist.
Okay.
Top
next.
Right, he was the pianist.
Oh, what a shocker. The piece of shit kid ruined the show.
No, that's actually not what happened.
What? Uh-oh, did I say something wrong? Emilio Estevez is not returning to the Mighty Ducks Game Changers for Season 2.
That show fucking stinks, right?
It does, but unfortunately...
Yeah, because new Charlie stinks.
No.
Emilio would not fall in line and get vaccinated, so they have not asked him back.
So it wasn't new Charlie's fault?
Nope.
Tell you what, if New Charlie was a good actor, he would have.
You
got
think
vaccinated.
Bombay would have got vaccinated?
Bombay would have got vaccinated.
What about
if they
fucking
were going
Nick
Nationals?
Stick, dude, the hockey podcaster that's on there that may be the worst character in the history of television?
I never watched this show.
You guys watched this
because
shit,
the mom.
I watched
stinks,
like two episodes.
The mom stinks. Fucking Charlie stinks.
Fucking
Nick the podcaster stinks.
Yeah, is goddamn what's his name in it? Then I'm not watching it.
Fulton Reed?
No. I know Fulton's on it.
Gunther?
He did make an appearance.
Fucking Gunther, yeah. Not Gunther.
Who's Gunther?
What's the guy's name who sharpens...
Gunnar Stahl?
Hans. He sharpens the skates, right?
Yeah, Hans.
Hans bit the dust like 30 years ago.
Yeah. Get out of here!
And his second Mighty
Hans
Ducks,
sharpens
dude.
The skates.
And
so
his
you can
brother
pick him up
fucking...
And
what do you mean? Jan dies in D3. That's one of the main parts about the fucking movie. Charlie Conway can barely get over it.
I thought maybe Emilio quit because he couldn't find him the right size fucking hockey shorts.
Jesus.
Dude, Bombay used to go blue line to blue line faster than anyone.
Oh, yeah.
Triple D.
Yeah. Mike Modano,
in the season of this first one or whatever, was he the coach, though, or...
I don't know. He's like running the rink, and he's like an asshole. And
he works at the rink now.
Yeah. And it's a shitty rink.
He was in a bad spot.
No,
is he sharpening skates?
Oh, he was back on the wagon?
Yeah. No, booed no. Up,
is he drunk driving his limos onto the ice?
Just,
the part I saw was he was eating people's cake that was left over.
He was eating garbage cake, yeah.
I might have to
watch What do they sell at the rink?
It's a skating rink, you moron. You go there and skate.
So what do they sell,
hot chocolate nachos?
No, what do they sell? You tell me.
Well, I think that they sell like pretzels and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
But what they should sell
is
fucking Arby's new boneless wings.
Hell yeah!
Because they are fire.
And melt the ice, dude.
Oh, the ice is nice, dude. But you know what's better than skating on a fresh sheet of ice?
Boneless wings.
They dropped off a bunch of the buffalo wings. They had what, the honey barbecue, was it?
And
they were unbelievable. Some of the best boneless wings I've ever had. I believe you can go and they're only like $5.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. They are. I mean, no bullshit. These wings are unbelievable.
They'll change your life.
I will tell you too. They're very underrated. The crinkle cut fries.
Crinkle cut.
They were salted to perfection.
I don't even know if they're underrated. I think these things might be a number one contender.
Wow. Everyone says, "Hey, look, the curly fries are one of the best parts." Wait till you try these crinkle cuts.
Hey, Nick, what's your thoughts
on the curlies?
I love the curly.
What do you think about crinkle cut, Nick?
From Arby's?
Yeah.
Top notch, top
that
tier.
You throw some of that cheese on
it. Oh, dunk them in a cheese sauce.
Have to have the cheese sauce.
Is there a cheese sauce on the side?
It's delicious.
So good.
Nom, nom, nom.
Get
nom.
To Arby's and try them now because there's nothing better.
Hell yeah.
That Arby's boneless.
Arby's
and crinkle cut.
Get
right
there
Nick?
And do it.
God, what?
Next.
Arby's what?
I think the Arby's can't listen to this anymore. Nick is on record saying he hates crinkle cut fries.
Dude,
I like the curlies, dude.
Jesus Christ, see?
They can't hear us anymore.
Frankie Edgar got turned into a cartoon on Saturday night.
He did. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, this is very frightening.
Is
that
his
job
mush right now?
Which one of you guys said he looks
like
the Homer Simpson real life version?
Homer Simpson in real life.
Unbelievable.
He's got the picture ready to go.
It's kind of what his face gets kicked into.
My dude.
He also looks like that guy.
Yeah. Three and one.
That's
who does Homer look like?
What the fuck?
Human Homer?
Yeah, he looks like
someone. Don't you
someone.
Dare.
Zito, are there
don't
other
you
photos
dare,
like
dude.
This?
No.
Yeah, they have the whole cast, don't they?
Multiple sports writers.
Yeah.
If I shave my face, that might be me.
Zito, take off your hat.
Dude.
Mitt. Hey. Mitt.
What do you mean?
Zito, fucking sock him in the mouth, dude.
I made fun of his fucking toast sandwich, so I feel bad for the kid.
That's true.
Yeah, I've been mad at Zito since that.
Do they have more pictures of the Simpsons characters like
yes,
this? I'm pretty sure they do. Because there was one of them that
looks more like the guy.
Yeah.
Who, Bart?
It
probably.
Could be It
it's
could
a
be
skinnier
Bart.
Character.
Bart looked
and once again,
my dad, my dude.
That one?
Oh my God.
Is that.
That might have been the one I was thinking of. I don't know.
Was that fucking Homer Simpson
what about top
on
right?
Ecstasy, dude?
No.
Monty Burns.
Seymour Burns.
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
What about bottom right, Zeke?
That might have been what I was thinking.
What does he look like?
Is his jaw broken,
by
the way?
Oh, he looks like the guy from Men in Black.
Is his jaw mush?
When you shoot his head and it regrows.
Oh, he does? That is what it looks like. See?
He didn't look bad afterwards,
bad that
to be
stings?
Honest.
That's terrifying. Keep him as a cartoon.
Keep him as a cartoon, dude.
He actually looks normal.
Looks like fucking that magician from Hanging from Midfield.
Hanging from Mr. Cooper?
Yeah.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
That looks like Skarsgård.
Oh, is that's that supposed terrible. To be Joe?
Kinda.
Who's Joe?
The bar guy?
Bar guy
Mo?
Joe.
Oh, Mo. Yeah. Jesus.
Next.
Joe.
Oh,
Joe.
Nope.
This fall, as you get back into the swing of the things, Bespoke Post is here with a new seasonal lineup of must-have Box of Awesome collection.
Oh, hell yeah.
Bespoke Post partners with small businesses and emerging brands to bring you the most unique goods every month. I mean, we do this, and the goods that we get are just unfucking defeated. No matter what
you really
get,
are.
No matter what, you're always going to get a nice little treat in your Box of Awesome. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside.
Hey, that's a good
deal.
That
wow.
Is a
that's
good
deal right there.
Deal. That's $25 worth of deals right there. Plus, with each box of awesome, you're supporting small businesses. Nice. 90% of everything that comes in your box of awesome is from a small, up-and-coming brand. Nice. More support to small businesses. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code THEPOD at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code THEPOD for 20% off your first box.
Get that out of the way!
The exiled founder of Papa John's claims he sampled 800 pizzas in 18 months.
It's this guy's fucking problem.
Someone check
do the
Papa.
Math on that. How many pizzas
did,
is that
he
a
did
month?
It yesterday.
It's 44 a month, and I think it's like 11 a week.
That's actually not that
That's
bad.
That's not that bad.
Can you imagine what he's doing? He just keeps ordering from the same Papa John's every night and just says, this pizza fucking sucks. Eats the whole thing and then does it again the next day. He's just been
does why it again 3 hours later.
Yeah, right.
Why is he sampling 800 pizzas? Is he making his own
quality check?
Is he doing it in other companies or is this for Papa John's?
John's Papa Pizza.
Papa's still going strong.
I'm not sure. I think he is still working with his
therapist, he is behavior analyst.
He's making strides every month. But
11 pizzas a week. You said that's not that bad.
That's actually not that bad,
dude. Eating 11 Papa John's pizzas a week for
worse.
18 months.
It if it's worse. For free, I'll do it.
You'd be dead, dude.
So if it's for free, I'll do it.
So
hey, there you go, Shaq. You hear that?
Got another one right here.
11 a week, so how many is that a day?
Pizza and a half.
Yeah, pizza and a half a day.
You're going to end up looking like my dude.
If you're lucky, you'll look like the other guy, the Tim Cook.
Oh, yeah.
The guy doesn't have
Scott
to wear
Van
clothes.
Pelt.
Tim Apple.
Tim
Apple. But does anyone know why he's doing this?
For
quite frankly, he's just sick of the quality.
Yeah.
For the day of reckoning.
That's right. Well, he did say that before COVID, and look what happened. So people have said that Papa knew. Papa fucking knew.
Next.
He might have, like, dissociative. This is good.
This was fucking hilarious, whoever made this. At Ian, Ian Hole. This was so fucking
it's who the
Ian Hole.
Nice job, Mitt.
How was it, Mitt? Was it good for you?
Feels so good.
Oh, baby.
It was awesome.
Fucking do it better.
Weren't you doing crunches in this video?
Yeah, I was just fucking around. I was actually waiting for Hammer Down to start.
The best thing about Mitt is like the start of the day when he's just fucking, he'll be talking to you and he just starts stretching.
It was the sloppiest top, dude.
Next.
Holy shit. Oh my god, so sloppy.
Leo is in the final talks to play the infamous Jim Jones.
We lie, no lie, and you know this. Born!
I believe that it is the other Jim Jones, but that'd be sweet. Yeah.
You mean American Preacher Jim Jones?
Yeah. Jonestown.
Isn't this the
coach at Hawaii?
That's Jim Jones.
Wait, who the fuck is Jim Jones? A doctor who killed people?
This is another women and children in here, brother.
Yeah, the people, drinking the Kool-Aid. That's where this comes from. We had all the people drink all the cyanide Kool-Aid.
Women and fucking children in here.
This is Jonestown.
I got a lot more.
This is Jonestown.
You guys see Bezos' girlfriend trying to hook up with DiCaprio?
I heard. Those memes are fucking awesome.
Heard Bezos crushed him with his wallet, though.
Just sent an Amazon drone on him?
Yes.
Oh, he's from Indianapolis,
nice
huh?
to meet you.
Jim Jones?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Really?
He kind of lived next to the old pub.
Really?
he owned the pub.
That would make a lot
point.
Of sense.
He was the pub owner.
That would make a lot of sense.
Next.
Oh, my God.
Yes!
Gumpy, no take it away.
Holy
Expendables
shit.
4 is happening.
Military?
Whoa! What?
Woo! Military mindset.
Hashtag Branson Cognac.
You're a big 50 Cent guy, aren't you? Because Survivor's Remorse or
didn't his show get canceled on Star?
What's it called?
Power?
What's it called? That was LeBron's
Power.
Show. Yeah, Power. Yeah.
Power. Yeah, the Power.
Power.
He was a part of BMF too, which has actually been pretty good.
Bad motherfuckers.
No, dude.
Come on, dude.
What is it?
It looked good. I saw previews for it.
What is it?
Yeah.
It's really bad motherfuckers.
No, but you get it.
Okay.
But I don't know who else is in the Expendables.
What?
Dude, everybody.
Name somebody.
I'll tell you who's fucking not in the Expendables. Vin Diesel.
Neither
dude.
Is The Rock. Clan.
He will be.
He will be. And what if Vin is? Then will you?
Oh, here we go.
He won't be.
Z, you got the cast?
No. I was going to say.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Who makes it first, though, into the Expendables movie? The Rock or
Sly. The Rock.
Sylvester.
The Rock, for sure.
Then need a driver.
Sly's got his eye on him.
Sly's number one.
No. You said you need a driver, dude?
No.
I don't remember Expendables 3.
Okay, Expendable 4. You ready for the cast?
Yeah.
Statham.
What?
Of course. Stallone.
What?
Of course.
Lundgren.
What?
Of course.
50 Cent.
What?
Yes.
Randy Couture.
What?
Of course.
Chuck.
Tony Jaa.
What?
What?
Andy Garcia.
Andy Garcia, what?
Hell
Gary
yeah.
Benedict in Expendables 4.
Megan Fox.
What?
Oh, let's go.
MGK.
Iko Uwais.
Ooh.
I think he's from like The Raid and stuff like that.
I know.
Is that it?
Yeah.
No Chuck Norris?
No.
No Liam Neeson?
Oh, Iko's the main villain.
Is Liam Neeson done?
No. Taken 5's coming out.
He might be done.
What?
No, he'll make some movie like called like The Unknown or something like that.
Yeah, he already did.
He's walking through the woods.
Yeah, where he forgets who he is, but he's got a special set of skills.
The original Taken does not get the respect.
The what?
The original Taken.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
I mean, I love all of them.
So his original villain he wanted was Jack Nicholson.
Well, Jack's a little old.
And then Clint Eastwood was to join the production.
Clint, even also, older.
I heard he asked Rock and The Rock said, well, I got to check with Vin first, so I don't know.
And if
I can. You piece of shit.
There was, obviously, woo! I saw a Clint Eastwood preview, like, I don't know, a month ago or something. Obviously, he was driving an old truck down a country
road. Oh, yeah.
What was it? Gran Torino 2?
No, it was not the mule. It was after that.
Fucking
but the same exact
thing. The old man in the truck?
Yeah.
Fucking watch my corn pop up the road.
He listened to Tim McGraw.
Yes. He needs to hang him up. He needs to hang him up. Next.
My fucking bull.
Fucking work so hard for that first kiss.
Squid Game creator Wang Dong Yuk says season 2 is in development, but I will say there will indeed be a second season. It's in my head right now. I'm in the planning process currently.
Here we go.
Is he asking LeBron how the show is supposed to go?
He better.
No. He dunked on fucking LeBron.
So
no,
will we get the answers?
I don't know.
That we seek.
What answers do you seek?
What answers do you seek?
I want to know what's up with the brother.
And the dad.
Well, I don't think we need to see the games again. I think you need to dive into what's going on behind it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, yeah, I don't think we need to see the full-fledged games.
Yeah, go all the way back.
Yeah.
What about the sister?
Young old man would be sweet.
Young old man would be sweet.
Young old man would be sweet.
That's what they should call it, Squid Game 2.
Young old man.
And the brother.
Young old man with the old
man. You're welcome, director. Season 2 is here.
Yeah, an origin story would be pretty sweet.
Oh, origin stories.
Like who the first winner was?
Yeah.
Well, it was Young Old Man, right?
No, Young Old Man made it.
Yeah but
this is the first one that he participated in.
That's right. Young Old Man.
Young Old Man was the one who was like, let's kill people. And we'll watch it.
No, but that was his first game he participated?
Young Old Man, yes.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, Young Old Man.
Was that in the subtitles?
No, he said at the end when he's talking to 456.
Yeah, I'm guessing they got lost in translation.
I was so fucking bored. I had to do something.
Right.
And plus, he has the terminal illness. Yeah. So.
And he tells him, like, the only thing I forgot to bring in there was diapers because I pissed the bed that one night.
I told my doctor,
yeah.
I forgot my diapers.
He said, young old man, you need to take the pens in there.
They really didn't go into the guys that were just sucking organs out of people,
No,
too.
They didn't.
Ooh.
They really left that part out.
Yeah, it just kind of died off. It was like, what was the point of that?
We should dive into the organ suckers.
Well, then they shoot them all in the head?
Yeah pretty much. Did,
but they were obviously giving those organs to somebody.
To someone. And is it potentially the young old man?
Who's the young old man? Well, young old man was old, young though.
I will have your organs now.
Next.
Old man.
Want some fries in that vodka?
What?
What?
Arby's rolls out limited edition fry flavored boost.
They can't miss right now. Give me that curly flavored vodka. What?
What?
Give me the crinkle cut vodka.
What?
This has got to be straight, right? You can't mix this with anything.
No, you can mix it with fucking ketchup. Put it with Dr. Pepper and act like you're just eating Arby's for lunch. What?
Pour in an ice cold dude and have yourself a refreshing beverage. What?
A Bloody Mary would be pretty good.
What?
Imagine just showing up to fucking the party with a bottle of Arby's.
Yeah, you'd be fucking sick.
Fucking Arby's boy, dude.
You'd see boobs everywhere.
We will. You know what else? We'll try it on this show.
No, we won't.
Dude. Going out to the club, getting bottle service with fucking two bottles of Arby's.
If you walked into a bar with a bottle, they would just hand you the keys and say, this is your place.
You own this place now.
Yeah. Do what you'd like.
Yeah. Next.
Imagine that bottle service, though.
It'd be delicious.
Fries everywhere.
Bring us the curly fries.
This was very startling when you sent this in, and I did not want to read this, so I did not open it.
I thought it was a joke because they get high there.
Nine major cities that could be underwater by 2030.
Because if this is the case, I need to get to Amsterdam and soon.
It was like Amsterdam,
what cities?
New Orleans, Venice, like the ones that you would think.
Oh, no, all the ones that are like terrifying. Halfway underwater already.
2030, they're saying this?
Yes.
That's 9 years from now.
2021? No, it's really 8 years.
You're right. Holy fuck.
All right, here.
Are we gaining any of this land on like the other side of the fucking continent? Or
this
what?
Fucking all right, guy.
Here's the. Here they are. Guy. Amsterdam.
Okay. What?
No.
What? Yeah. No. What? You're right. You're right.
Basara. It's in Iraq. New Orleans.
No.
Venice.
Venice.
Ho Chi Minh.
Yep. Oh, Ho Chi Minh City.
Kolkata. Calcutta. Oh,
yeah. Calcutta.
Beautiful. Bangkok. Stuff, yeah.
What? Oh,
danger hold
no.
on.
Bangkok's gone.
Are we going to get Bangkok Dangerous 2 before this happens?
Yes, I believe mean. Nick Cage heard this and said we got to go back to Bangkok.
Savannah,
Georgia?
Georgia? Savannah, Georgia.
Fuck, man. I vacationed there one time.
Molasses. I do believe we have another murder.
Savannah, Georgia.
Does this mean they're going to have to change where the Myrtle Beach Bowl is?
Do not tell Marty and McGee about this.
There's only two guys that can save Savannah. That is Marty and McGee.
Wait till we're sitting on fucking beachfront property here in Indiana.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah,
man.
Tony,
fucking
if
water
we're waiting
world.
For that, there will be multiple wars that break out. Yeah.
Next.
Although we are in prime position. At
oh,
the
it's
moment.
Bruce!
Wow. Bruce, get in here!
Bruce.
Time for the fucking
fridge reveal of the week.
He's coming.
And he's coming
in. Okay, I was going to say, did that sack of poop leave?
See, there's
sack
two,
of wine!
There's two angles. Whoever's controlling this, there's the fridge angle, and then there is also the freezer angle.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I should have, but I expected a little more from Bruce.
I did
Bruce.
Too. I
not
did
much,
too.
But is that a little.
Is that a lot
is that Monster Energies?
No.
Oh, he's getting headphones in right now.
Be.
We forgot to get headphones.
Can you zoom in on the Bruce. Monster Energies?
Yeah, zoom in, please.
I tell you what kind of milk
Guinness.
That's a good light beer.
Fair Life.
That's
the best light milk beer. On his
Fair Life. Half stick of butter.
Half drinking water bottle.
Half drinking yep. water. What's A1. In the bag? What's in the fucking bag?
Those are headphones?
Jeez.
Dude.
Scroll up a little bit.
Bruce, figure it out, dude.
Dude, why do you drink water and then just put it back in there? What the fuck?
Jesus.
What else is in this fridge? Can we get a fucking...
Why are you drinking half... Bruce, why are you drinking half
Who's controlling
water?
The goddamn picture?
Yeah. I was putting his headphones in.
A lot of butter. Big butter guy.
Bruce
is that
loves,
soup?
Bruce loves Miller Lights. Me and him went out to Ty's one afternoon to watch college football.
Couple Miller Lattes?
Brown grabbed a 24 case of fucking... Tall Boy Miller Lights. Like a liter each.
Yeah. How many did you drink?
Two.
Miller Lights?
He drank probably about nine of them.
No, those
and then drove home?
No.
No, what the fuck are you talking about?
Jesus.
What else we got in here?
What is that, tomato soup?
No, let me go through. So the door, pretty much, I all purchased like when I first moved in.
Okay.
So do you ever just eat relish, or is that ketchup? You squirt relish on the plate.
That's ketchup, dude.
Boy, that's good.
That's ketchup. Some
sweet baby Ray's. Obviously, Andrew Zuckerberg was talking about it. You went and got it.
Tostitos.
A1. Very old butter.
Bruce, have you ever cooked a steak?
Yeah. At what point did you buy a stick of butter?
Six sticks of butter.
When I moved in, and then I just never used the butter, so now I think it's bad, right? So,
no, so you have this bad. One. You have
but
this
you
one
thought
here.
At one point you were going to use butter.
What?
You thought at one point you were going to use butter?
Yeah, I was like, oh, I didn't really need this butter.
No, butter's like wine. It just gets better with time.
Oh, yeah. Sack of butter.
Is that Jardinera? What is that in the fucking next to the A1?
Yeah.
No, that's like a...
Oh, you've been...
Yeah, a marinara.
You've been putting your diarrhea in jars.
That's like you poop in jars, okay.
Yeah. That's like the Rao's marinara sauce. That milk I bought like 3 months ago just because I wanted the Auntie Annie's mac and cheese. You know?
That's the butter. Fair.
And then I never... I never used the
what's
milk
in the bag?
Again.
What is that?
What is that?
Is that Gouda?
Is that a block of cream cheese?
No, Fromunda?
That's Brie, dude. A little
taste of high society.
Classy son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Is that soup in the top left?
No, that is salsa from Condado Tacos.
Oh, you dog.
Jeez, Bruce.
Good. Yeah.
It's like gazpacho.
I was like, oh, I'll eat that again. And then I just obviously.
All right, let's go to the freezer.
Fucking.
Oh, here we go.
Now we play the game.
Did you say overload of the ice?
Yeah, that'll have to be the best of the ice train.
Classic scumbag move right there.
I mean, dude, what do you mean? It just stays on. I like the noise. You know, it's comforting.
I mean, I can respect some white noise.
But
what's bottom right here?
I like chicken.
Jimmy Dean's.
Yeah.
Oh, you Jimmy Dean having son of a bitch.
Of Jimmy Dean's. I've actually kind of barely touched it. I think I've had like three of them.
How good are the Rao's?
Not good, and it's too small of portions. They kind of suck.
You got like two or three of the Rao's.
The healthy choice kind of slapped, dude. The beef teriyaki is pretty good. Again, the portions are too small.
Popcorn chicken, but, the any tizers.
I love the chicken.
Yeah, you had to
still like popcorn chicken.
Any tizers. I like fried chicken. It's popcorn chicken.
Yeah, who doesn't like chicken?
Exactly.
Yeah, I ate like 2/3 of that bag, like just kind of. Poor portion control.
So that thing just has freezer burn now?
Yeah. So it's just a third of the bag sitting in there. Yep. Probably until I move out.
Yep.
Just, I mean, it's a great bag.
Yeah. Well done, Bruce.
Hey, not bad, Bruce. Nice. Not bad, Bruce.
Hey, that's the fridge.
Who's up next week? Next. Mitt?
Mitt.
Yeah.
Man, Mitt. We haven't done your fridge yet? I thought we did Mitt's fridge.
No, we haven't done my fridge.
Okay.
My fridge, I think my fridge will impress.
Make sure you take a picture of the socks just on the ground in your apartment.
Yeah, Mitt's got like 10 kill socks just stuck on the floor in his apartment. Absolutely putrid. I tripped over one. I almost hit my head on the goddamn coffee table.
It's a apartment. There's just socks everywhere.
One on the ceiling.
Push it to the side. Push it to the side. Push the shit to the side.
Like fucking Monsters, Inc. when they come back through the door.
That's a kill.
Using socks to hang picture frames. Just stick them onto the wall.
Well, he leaves his goo inside for the fucking fleas to eat during the day.
I like kill socks.
I like socks. I mean, I like
to jizz in kill.
I like gooing in socks.
I've always liked gooing in socks.
I just like gooing in socks.
Next.
Get down in the way!
This is a fucking duck. It's a duck running a marathon,
yeah.
Dude. And it's awesome.
Great commercial for Aflac.
It would be.
Those duck shoes.
Dude, I've never seen this. This is not real.
It is.
It is, and it's awesome.
Believe it or not, it is.
It's real. It's happening.
It's real! I cannot stop laughing. This guy is awesome.
You know, it's a duck, Mitt. Yeah.
No, there's a dude in there, right?
Next. Oh, man. I can't. Next.
Get down the way!
That's all of it.
There's a duck in the road!
All right, we love you guys so much.
Thanks for hanging out with us. And if you're just listening, head to YouTube, youtube.com/thepod.
YouTube's BMI. Got it.
And if you're watching and you can't watch it, it's also available as a podcast.
That's right.
And we love you, and be safe, and have a good weekend. And we
like chicken.
And we like chicken. See you next week.